This is News Talk 1100 WCGA. Just some of the stories you may not have caught this weekend. Nancy Pelosi has marked Cesar Chavez Day on Easter Sunday. President Biden has recognized Easter as a trans day of visibility. His formal declaration was on Good Friday. And if you find yourself with your nose in Exodus for any reason, you'll see Pharaoh personally pronounced the last plague judgment upon himself and all of Egypt. There was no peaceful Easter worship at St. Patrick's Cathedral, of all places. Hamas supporters showed up and made themselves heard. Trans flag colors lit up all over on Easter Sunday, if you looked around. One World Trade Center, Niagara Falls, various New York landmarks. Over in California, today starts a new $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. 20 bucks. You are going to see more and more robotic burger flippers and order takers and fewer entry-level jobs for young people. I interviewed a 27-year-old man some years ago who did not know how to operate a broom. And back in New York, a $15 million plan, on top of everything else, to provide free mental health services to migrants. After the Moscow concert attack we told you about, mass deportations now in St. Petersburg. They're rounding up criminals in Russia and kicking them out. And this from Engadget. Federal authorities in the United States have asked Google for the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity of accounts that watched certain YouTube videos between January 1 and 8, 2023. Did you watch a wrong video on these dates? The government knows about you. This is WCGA, News Talk 1100.